We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody pairing up at center. And now Peters starts teeing off on Emery.
The captain strikes gold.
And now, the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Yeah, Sabres tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop back in New Jersey. That means 6:30 pregame show on MSG and 6 o'clock pregame show on WGR 550. We are the Instigators. Our names are Andrew and Craig. We are also on WGR 550 and MSG. Lots to talk about today. Elliot Friedman going to join us today. Not sure if you heard in the hockey world, but there was a trade yesterday. We'll talk about that trade. What does that mean to the Sabres? Because Taylor Hall, I thought, was going to the Islanders, Rev. I thought Taylor Hall was going to the Islanders, but that changed yesterday. Yeah. Elliot Friedman
said. Well, that
was
one of the spots, right? That's one of the spots that we heard was Taylor Hall, because the Islanders lost their captain in Anders Lee, and they're looking to replace that guy. And it kind of felt like Taylor Hall was a good fit for the Islanders. But
so, yeah, so did the deadline start yesterday? I feel like year after year, Lou Lamoriello kicks off the deadline. Maybe not every year, but I know that my time when I was in New Jersey, he made a deal before the deadline for Kovalchuk. And that's just how he does things. He likes to make his move. He likes to get it set. He doesn't like to wait and let it go down to the wire. So all eyes on Taylor Hall now with the Buffalo Sabres. That I anticipate he'll sit out tonight. So Elliot Friedman's saying in his 31 thoughts in his column that all eyes on Kevin Adams here heading up to the deadline on Monday. And just so everybody knows out there, we'll be on for 5 hours on Monday till 3 o'clock. So make sure you tune in throughout the day and find out any moves that are going on. Cause I expect the Sabres to be very,
I would expect the Sabres to be busier than most. There's no question about it. I think you were going to say, I think the Sabres are going to be very busy.
I was, and I caught myself because
I'm going to tell you right.
I just don't want to get ahead of myself.
They are going to be very busy. I think they are going to be very busy.
How busy?
You're going to move Taylor Hall. There's no question about it.
Okay, if that's expected.
Right now, there's 4 days until the deadline. You are looking to see who is going to maximize your return for Taylor Hall. So it's a little bit of a waiting game. It's a little bit of a bidding war. The closer it gets to the deadline, you're going to have teams that, you know, are not going to panic, but they're going to be more concerned about making sure that they get the player that they want. And that's going to elevate the price of a certain player a little bit more. Taylor Hall is that guy.
Okay.
Brennan Montour.
Okay, that's two. I expect.
I'm not saying that Brennan Montour is going to be moved. I'm saying, you know, if Brennan Montour is going to stay, and let's just say that he can reach an agreement, and I'm just throwing crazy hypotheticals out. If that's going to happen, then someone's going to be moved on the back end.
Do you think that's a crazy hypothetical?
It's a crazy hypothetical to think that Montour is negotiating a deal right now, an extension, because he's an unrestricted free agent. He's the most likely to be traded from our D because he is an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. Colin Miller has another year at 3.85, if I'm not mistaken. And obviously Rasmus Ristolainen, who, you know, the only ones who knows that direction is Kevin Adams having dialogue with Rasmus Ristolainen and where his head is at and what he wants to do. And, but I am sure that there are a lot of teams right now that would be very interested in adding Rasmus Ristolainen to their lineup.
Game is here, by the way. I meant to, that was a screw up on my part. I assumed they were away back-to-back games in New Jersey. So again, that's at 7 o'clock here, and it doesn't really matter because fans can't go anyway. So I guess every game could just basically be a neutral site game. So I said very, you know, very busy at the deadline. That might be a stretch. Elliot Friedman is going to join us at 11 o'clock. Maybe he can give us a little more insight onto how busy he expects the Sabres to be, because if just Taylor Hall is moved, I mean, maybe that's all that can get done, but I'm expecting. So when I say very busy, I mean, if Taylor Hall's moved, I don't consider that to be new news. I already expect him to be moved. He's already sitting out as if he's not here. So, or at least he did last game. So, you know, we look at the trade that was made yesterday, Palmieri and Zajac to the New York Islanders for a first round pick, the Islanders' first round pick, and AJ Greer and another player who was drafted in the second round.
Is that correct? Mason Jobst. He's a forward prospect. They also got a 2022 fourth round pick. So, when you look at this, Kyle Palmieri is the guy that is the big piece here. He has had a lot of success the last number of years in New Jersey. He is going to be an unrestricted free agent, as is Travis Zajac, who is an older player. I think Travis Zajac's got to be 33, 35 years old. So he's older. Both those two guys are unrestricted free agents. So the New Jersey Devils, whether they want to bring them back, went out and they made sure that they try and got assets for these two players, because they're, you know, quite frankly, moving and trying to rebuild their team, and, you know, got a first round draft pick, which I think is good for the New Jersey Devils moving forward, and some younger players.
So let me ask you this. So now the Islanders are not an option for Taylor Hall. Let me tell you what Devils general manager Tom Fitzgerald said. And I don't know, I didn't want you to read this before. And I want to know, I hear him say this and I think, is this guy lying? And I don't want to call him out or put his character into question, because all I've ever heard about him is he's a great guy. But,
you've been waiting all morning
for this,
to read this to me. And I don't go and look it up, Rivs.
No, I just, this is Greg Wyshynski tweeted this out yesterday, last night, and I picked it up and I saw it and I'm thinking, does he really mean what he says here? Okay. Does he really mean what he says? All right.
Just read.
I hope the pick we get is the 32nd pick. I hope both of these gentlemen win the cup. You really want the 32nd pick? If I trade those two players and I get a first rounder, I'm like, God, I hope they go out. I hope they don't even make the playoffs. I mean, are they already in the playoffs? Could they? I got to go look this up. Is there even a chance for them to miss? Because if I'm Tom Fitzgerald, I'm rooting for the Islanders to finish terribly and have that pick be as high as possible.
No. And I'm going to tell you why. So I'm going to go and cruise to our National Hockey League stats right now. And the Islanders are currently sitting seventh in the National Hockey League. They have 54 points. So they're actually tied with Tampa Bay and the Washington Capitals. So they are 3 points out of first. So there's a big difference between the first, or 3 points between the first place team and the seventh place team. If I'm New Jersey, I want the Islanders to drop as low as possible. But you need to understand, what's the difference, Petey? You know this. What's the difference between the 20th pick and the 32nd pick in the NHL?
Just saying that you made a trade and you got a higher draft pick. I mean,
what is the difference in the NHL draft between
minimum
20? Nothing.
Minimum.
Nothing.
Minimum. We have a 31st pick. We've traded him in every trade we've made, and it's no disrespect to his ability. He's a very good defenseman, Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
But you just don't know what they're going to pan out to be. You know, there, you know, a late pick like that in the first round is, it's not like the NFL, Riv. I think everybody sees 20th pick, 32nd pick in the NFL. And it's, I think that is a significant difference.
And the big difference between like, and you have to understand that in the NFL, your first rounder is playing on your team
next year.
Your
huge,
first rounder,
huge bonus starter.
Your second rounder is going to play on your team.
Your fourth rounders make the team. Yes. You there was a guy in the Bills. I remember he's drafted in the fourth round. I'm like, oh, I wonder how long it'll take for him to make the team. He's on the team next year.
Yes. Okay. Football is very different than hockey. Fourth rounders, third rounders, a lot of time there's probably like a 60-70% chance if you're drafted in the third round in the NHL that you'll never play in the NHL. That's just the way it is. So when you talk about the first round, they're not guaranteed to make the NHL. But there's no real difference between the top, you know, the 20th pick and the 32nd pick. So when you're talking a late first round draft pick, they're kids that are really good at their age right now. But there's the development that happens from 18, 19, 20, 21 is a lot. And all we're trying to say is like when New Jersey gets the first round draft pick and they have the Islanders first rounder, whether it's 20th or 32nd, it really doesn't matter because that pick is relatively the same, to be honest with you. So yeah. I think it's a good trade. Like I sent in last night. I sent this into the group and I was a little bit taken back because I think Palmieri is a really good player. And I think Travis Zajac is an older player. I think he's a really good player. They are going to add a lot to the Islanders. So I wrote in the group, I don't think New Jersey got enough. And then, you know, listen, the media mogul, you know, wrote in Marty Baron and trumped me. And be honest with you, after I read Marty's comments and read about, you know, what they got and all this kind of stuff, I actually agree with Marty. I think the New Jersey Devils got a good amount of, you know, draft prospect and picks. And this was a good move for New Jersey. So,
well, what was Marty's point? I didn't read it.
That you know, New Jersey did get a solid haul for the two picks, Palmieri and Zajac. They got a first round draft.
Well, isn't Zajac a UFA at the end of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he's an older player.
Is Palmieri a UFA or does he have another year? Yes.
No. He's unrestricted.
Yeah.
It's a good job by.
Well, okay. So I hear that and I read that you read that to me and I think, should I not expect a first for Taylor Hall?
Should you expect?
I'm expecting a team to give a first round pick because it would be a 32nd, 31st, 30th pick, whether it's the Leafs or whoever.
Yep.
For Taylor
and
Hall.
I will say that we can hope that we get a first round draft pick and maybe a prospect for Taylor Hall. Or how about not getting a prospect or not getting a first rounder and getting a really high end prospect from another team? That team that's going to want Taylor Hall is a team that is really thinking they have a chance to win.
Well, what do you consider a high end prospect and what's a team willing to give up based on, you know, with salary cap and could they have cheap labor from these young players in the future? What do you consider like a good prospect? Like, is that Mason Jobst a good prospect? Is AJ Greer even playing this year? I didn't see any 2021 stats for him.
Yeah.
I looked him up. So, what's considered a really good prospect for Taylor Hall? I mean, is that Mason Jobst kid? Was he a second round pick?
I think he was, yes, but I don't know. I'm just saying that Kevin Adams has to try and figure out what he feels is the right move for a player like Taylor Hall. Is it a second round draft pick and a
Jobst wasn't drafted. He was undrafted and AJ Greer
was, I think, a second rounder.
Was a second rounder.
Yes.
Oh, 2021. Okay. He's Bridgeport Sound Tigers. He's played 10 games. He has a goal and two assists. I don't think New Jersey got very much.
They got a first rounder.
They got a 32nd pick. They got a 32nd pick, you know, but I mean,
they have a 25th.
Oh, they have, sorry, 30. That's 32nd pick if they win. Sorry. Yeah. It's going to be
the 25th pick. But listen, I mean, they got a first rounder. They got a pick that's a solid, you know, late level first round draft pick for two guys that aren't coming back to their team. So why not?
That's why I'm starting to wonder if maybe our hopes and dreams of Taylor Hall of getting a first,
tough.
What are you going to add to it?
It's going to be tough to get a first round draft pick. I think with the market today, there's a lot of teams. The teams that are actually making these deals are teams that thinking that they can win the Stanley Cup. You have the Islanders right now that feel that they are one of the teams that can win the Stanley Cup. They truly believe that. Okay. But there's the team that acquires Taylor Hall is going to be one of those teams. They're going to need to bolster their offense, a guy that's older, that they know throughout his long career that he is a really good player. I know he struggled here in Buffalo, but there's going to be a lot of teams that say, listen, it's only Buffalo. Once he comes to our team, Taylor Hall is going to play even better. Okay. We might not get a first rounder. And that's okay. We might get a second rounder. It depends on what avenue Kevin Adams decides to go. Does he want the highest pick possible, or does he want the highest elite prospect that he can get? Or is he going to have to take a combination where he's going to have to drop it from a first rounder to a second rounder and maybe get a really solid project prospect? I don't know. I don't know what's out there. It's going to be really interesting, but we do know that I'm sure that he has a lot of different things on the table right now.
Elliot Friedman going to join us at 11 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, and quote in his comments, all eyes on Buffalo. So we'll see. Is it realistic for the Sabres to get a first round pick for Taylor Hall? And he basically says the person to watch is Kevin Adams. He's the juggler going through multiple scenarios, both big and small. There's a big difference between considering and doing, but I think he's considering almost everything. And I do believe he's listening to Jack Eichel pitches. At the very least, Adams is getting the lay of the land. Now, he hasn't hired an assistant general manager yet. And I asked this question to you, you know, is there a timetable on this for the deadline? And I guess I would have assumed that there was, but if you're going to hire an assistant general manager and to help assist you through deals, it would be the big deals. If you were to move Jack, if you were to move someone, but I think for a deadline and if you're selling, does he need that assistance? I mean, if you can get a second round pick and a third round pick for Taylor Hall and not a first, that's fine. Like if you can get a second round pick for a guy like Brandon Montour, that's fine. Like, do you need an assistant GM to guide you through that? Or
if you can get a second round pick for Brandon Montour, you take that and you run.
I would imagine that would be a fair asking price. Second round pick for Brandon Montour.
That's what they're asking. That's probably what they're not going to get. Like, I mean, Brandon Montour is making $3.85 million. He's on our team considered what, you know, anywhere from a fourth to a sixth defenseman. You know, how are you even going to ask for a second round draft pick? Who's going to pay?
You're going to pick up half his salary because you can do it on three. You've done it on Stahl. You'll do it on Hall and you'll do it on Montour. You're not going to do it on Risto if you move him because he has another year. You're not going to do it on any other players because they're not in that same scenario. So you can pick up three.
Yeah, but why do we have to continue to pick up salary all the time? At what point in time? Like, I understand with the Taylor
Hall.
Well,
that's what's
Hall.
Going to, if
Taylor
you
want to
get, but if you, right. But, it's not even so much about maximizing the value. It's if you want to get something for him at all and he's not going to come back, then it might be something you have to do just to get something in return, period, for him. Or you just keep him for the rest of the year, let him play as well as he can play to earn a big contract going into his UFA year and say goodbye to him for nothing. I mean,
he is going to be moved. He is an unrestricted free agent. So whether you have to trade him and the market is only, if a fourth rounder is what his market is, you got to move him for a fourth rounder. You don't want to keep him here and then have him play out and he's leaving at the end of the year.
So just to be clear, you don't care fourth rounder, second rounder, if you can move him for a fourth with the full salary, take it. If it's going to cost you half the salary to carry for a second, it's not worth it. You'd rather just trade him for the fourth.
No. If there's some way that we can get a second rounder for Brandon Montour, then you're basically laughing all the way home. He's a good player. Brandon Montour is a good player. I think he skates well. He moves the puck well. I honestly believe that he has a better game than what he's currently showed in his time here in Buffalo. I think there's a lot of players that have struggled here in Buffalo that are better players than what they have shown. Brandon Montour is one of those players. I think he's a solid player. I think he's going to go someplace else. And I think he'll actually do quite well because I think he's a really good player. That being said, he's an unrestricted free agent. You have to capitalize on these players. And if you want to bring him back, if you have dialogue with Brandon Montour and he does want to come back, which I don't think that he's going to want to, but if he does, then you deal with that after the season. You have to move him to acquire assets. You know, we don't know if we trade him for a fourth round draft pick. We don't know what a fourth round draft pick could turn into. So I think at this point in time, when you're dealing with unrestricted free agents, unless they're signed, sealed, and delivered, I think they need to be moved.
Tweet the Instigators.
Except there's an asterisk with one guy.
Oh, who?
Linus Allmark.
His name's out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of cringeworthy right now. I said last week, I'm going to tell you this. I said last week, I make so many mistakes on this show. It's ridiculous. You know, there's so much that goes through my mind. I love playing GM. I've got a whiteboard at home like I'm a little kid drawing on an Etch-a-Sketch. It's just constant. I love this.
Craig, mistakes make us better.
Yeah. And then you know what you do? You just turn the knob and all clean page again. It's great. But I was trading Linus Allmark last week. And then, you know, the longer it goes, I'm like, how the heck can we trade this guy? This guy has been lights out. He's literally in his prime. We're seeing great things from Linus Allmark. The team, when he's in net, is a different team. And we've seen that.
You know what I love about Linus? He's got the blue pads at home for the blue jerseys. He's got the white ones on the road for the white. Have you noticed that?
Now that you just told me that, yes.
Yeah. I think it's pretty unbelievable. I've never seen that.
I'll tell you right now. I think he's been unbelievable. And what I like about him is if you remember 3 years ago, Linus Allmark, he was a very bubbly, carefree, young, somewhat immature goaltender that was still trying to work and gain and continue to get better each and every game. And now you can see a difference in Linus Allmark. He's still a really charismatic, you know, person and the way that he speaks. But you can see that there's more control and maturity in his voice. There's more confident. There's more pressure on him. And I think that he feels it and understands it. And I think that he does very well with it.
I think that's got to be Kevin Adams' hardest decision to make at this deadline.
I think it's his easiest. I really do. I think it's his easiest.
Tell me why after the break. Tell me why you think it's the easiest. I'll tell you why I think it's the hardest. And maybe it's because of the same thing, but who knows? A couple superstars lit it up last night. One of them, something we never talk about on this show, skate shin pad combinations. Someone's in this league is a superstar. Drives me nuts. Doesn't really drive me nuts. I just look at it and just think, man, couldn't come up with a better skate shin pad combo than that. I'll tell you who that player is. And do you want to call us? What would you like to see the Sabres do? 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Which players are obviously going to go and which players would you move? Call us and tell us that. And Elliot Friedman at 11 o'clock. So a lot going on here today. More to come. Stick around. WGR 550 and MSG, the Instigators.
WGR Sports Radio 550. All sports, all the time.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back, Instigators. So the players that lit it up last night, McDavid and Drysdale. Did you see that riff? 4 points each. McDavid is 68 points in 40 games. When was the last time we saw a player have 135 or 140 points? I don't think Crosby ever did it. I think he got high 120s. I have to look that up. But they each got – so Drysdale gets the three goals and an assist. And McDavid has a goal and three assists.
Like, so come on. Yeah, like, are these guys playing pond hockey? Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand how you know that this guy is the best player in the world. I'm like, how can you not stop him in today's game?
I don't want to discredit anybody, but has this been the easiest year for superstars to dominate in the last 15, 20? I mean, some nights you're playing against a ninth string goalie. You're playing against a 15th line forward, maybe multiple 15 line forwards. You're playing against a team that's just been just had COVID rip through their entire team. Just using the Sabres as an example,
and
star players are out of lineup.
You go on the road, and it's like playing at home. Because there's no crowd noise. Yeah. There's no when you go into some buildings in this league, it is like having another player. You've felt that excitement in the building when you're at home and the fans are just into it and they're loud and they're obnoxious and they're just loving it.
And they're loving when they're like beating up your team and then like they feed off of it. So they just continue to do it. Yeah, I know, I get it. So, yeah, so do you understand my question? I just wonder if it's been...
I've never thought about it. So this is why you're great. You're just always thinking outside the box.
Thank you.
But I will say, now that I have the time to think about it, you are very right. It's been a really difficult year with the COVID situation. It's been a difficult year because, like you said, yes, you are playing against the 13th, 14th, 15th, sometimes 16th forward. The taxi
line,
squad
16th
guys.
Line forward. No offense.
Yeah. So I get what you're trying to say, and I just think this guy is just his skating and skill level is just completely, I played a long time and I've seen a lot of superstar players, but I mean, this guy just seems like he's just different. He's just, it's truly, truly incredible what he does on a nightly basis. I'm talking about Connor McDavid and he's got his, can we even call Leon Draisaitl? Is he Robin?
I kind of feel like they have.
And have an interview with these two guys. Okay. I'm going to have an interview with these two guys and they're both sitting there and I'm like, hey, Batman. And all of a sudden I look at Leon Draisaitl and say, hey, Robin, is he going to be like, no.
Well, you do what you do what you wanted to do with us. You put the two masks on the table and you just say, hey, Leon, which one are you? are you Batman or Robin? And you have him pick. Because I think it's already assumed that McDavid is, it would be Batman, would you not think?
But is that fair to say? Is that actually fair to say?
Well, do players like this care? Like, do players like this? Like, do you think Jágr cared when he was riding shotgun to Lemieux? Do you think Messier cared when he was riding shotgun to Gretzky? I mean, which one was A and which one was B?
Watch yourself. Pardon? You think Jaromír Jágr was riding shotgun to Mario?
Absolutely.
No.
You're sick.
Jaromír Jágr.
His first couple years, he came in
most points in the NHL history. This guy, yeah. This guy is not
Mario Lemieux. Mario Lemieux might have crushed the record if he was healthy his entire career.
But he didn't.
He didn't. You're right, he didn't.
He didn't.
So longevity moves him down the greatness list. That's, I guess. So same goes for Bobby Orr then. Bobby Orr must be like the fourth or fifth best defenseman because he only played like what, 700 games? If your theory is going to hold correct,
I don't like where you're taking this.
I know you
I'm
don't.
Just going to I'm going to say that when you look at these guys and you look at Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, you can't sit there and say one's Batman and one's Robin. You'd have to say that, you know, yes, Connor McDavid is Batman, but Leon Draisaitl is Superman. This guy has turned himself into a super, and I mean super elite player in this game. It's really, really fun to watch that team.
I just can't believe they're both on the same team. I just can't believe that they're both on the same team. So the guy who's like Draisaitl's skate shin pad combo. Have you ever seen it?
Well, I probably have, but
yeah, I don't know. I just don't like, I'm not a huge fan of it. It makes his legs look really long and just kind of, I don't know. It gets a job done.
So you're talking about when we're talking about the skate shin pad, what he does is he pulls his entire sock over the bottom of his skate. And normally, you know, Connor McDavid has his sock tucked in behind the back of his skate.
So does Crosby too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, most players most players out there, you know, do that. But listen, I mean, each to their own. If that's what he likes, then you go with it because he's doing something well.
Of course he's doing something well. I'm just saying I don't like it. I think we were doing that when we were like 13. Do you remember the CCM tax with the white clip? Always had the sock pulled down almost over the heel and just the white clip came out. Did you ever remember those skates, the 652s?
I never wore CCM. I was a Bauer guy from the first pair of skates I ever, my mom and dad ever bought me. I remember in the minors in Fredericton, there was like, do you remember Graf?
Oh yeah. Graf, my son has a pair of Grafs.
So the Graf rep came out, fitted me for a pair of skates. They were, it was literally like wearing slippers, but they were super heavy. Like super heavy, heavy skates. And that's the only time I really tried something different. But it lasted like maybe a couple games and I went right back to Bauer. Once you like something, why change? You know, why change?
Speaking of change, let's change topics here. We're going to break. I said Kevin Adams, maybe the hardest decision he has to make is with Linus Allmark. And you quickly countered and said that you think it's the easiest decision as to what to do. Care to elaborate as to why?
Yes. I mean, at this point, I would think that, you know, Carter Hutton will not be back. Okay. He's an unrestricted free agent. You know, he's, you know, getting a little older and he's had a really nice career, but I don't think he's going to be back with Buffalo. You look at what we have coming up in the minors. Yes, we all talk about Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. And yes, we believe that he will be a starter someday for the Buffalo Sabres. It's just not going to happen in the next year or possibly 2 years. Goaltenders take time. They need time. This is a very rough year for everybody because they're not playing regular games. So Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is going to need at least a full year in the minors. Okay, and possibly more. So right now, what do we have in our pipeline? we're going to need possibly two goaltenders next year if you plan on moving out Linus Ullmark. Why would you move out Linus Ullmark with what he's done, the statistics that he has in the
What if he has
hockey.
Come to you and said that he would like to be moved? What if? Then you don't have a choice. I'm not suggesting that he has. I believe his best opportunity. I believe if I were speaking to Linus Ullmark personally, I would say you have to stay here. It's not because I want you to stay here. You have to stay here because
so what are you saying here? What are you putting me on? You're telling me what you're saying right now is what if Linus Ullmark went to Kevin Adams and said, "Listen, I'm an ownership
or let me flip the script.
Back. You may let as me, well no, move no. me now.
Let me flip the script on you for a second. Hey, Linus, you're a UFA. Like Kevin Adams is going to be proactive with this, okay? He's going to talk to Linus. He's going to have conversations about the future of the team and direction and where he fits and all of that. Doesn't he have to? He's a UFA.
Why can't he have a conversation with Linus Ullmark to say, "Listen, you are our guy. You have played exceptionally well. We want you back to be our number one. Clear cut, boom, you're our guy." Why wouldn't Linus Ullmark want to be a part of that?
I don't know why he wouldn't, but there are many reasons why any athlete makes many decisions. It's not just based on the situation that he's in professionally. There are many, I'm not saying he is or isn't, or has a reason to or not to. I'm throwing out scenarios because Linus Ullmark is a very interesting mystery for this team and for me, because going into last year, I was fine with the one-year deal because I wasn't even sure if he was going to be a number one. Okay. Now I feel like I've really liked where his game has gone or has been since he's returned from injury this year, I guess, in total. But that doesn't guarantee that he wants to come back, or that doesn't mean
maybe he does want to come back. Maybe he does want to come back. Maybe he does want to come back to the Buffalo Sabres. Maybe he likes what is going on right now. Maybe he likes what's going on. No, he doesn't like what's going on. But I think that maybe Linus Ullmark wants to come back here. Maybe he wants to re-sign with the Buffalo Sabres.
Be a piece to the solution.
Maybe this is his team. Maybe he wants to be a piece to the solution. Now, here's the thing. If you have that conversation and say, "I'm going to trade you because you're an unrestricted free agent and we can get a lot for you in return," would you consider re-signing with us at, you know, on July 1st? Then that's something completely different. I don't want to lose Linus Ullmark. I'm sold on him. I don't know what other people out there feel. I don't know what the fans feel or the reporters.
But don't you think? Okay,
feel,
don't you think?
But
Linus
I'm
Ullmark,
sold on Linus.
Don't you think Linus Ullmark wants a chance to play in the playoffs to maximize his value as a number one? I mean, like you think about this. If you think about the player and you think about the scenarios, I mean, you know, there's that speculation or rumor.
What's his market?
Toronto being an option, and I just think
what's his market, what are we looking at
price wise
with what Linus Ullmark has done this year, the previous
$4 million,
his age? So he's basically a $4 million guy for how many years? 4 or 5.
Do you have to sign him that long? I mean,
He's an unrestricted free agent, because why is he going to come back to Buffalo? Oh,
come on, unrestricted free agent. It's not like he's led us to the promised land for 3 years. We're not talking Binnington here.
That's
no
not
offense,
the point.
Linus, but I mean, like, what are we talking about? We're talking about a guy that, like, he's just coming into his own now. Why am I going to pay him for that many years and that much money because I've liked what I've seen in a small sample size? I mean, we've done that enough.
Well, you tell me then why Thatcher Demko in Vancouver got $5 million a year for 5 years. Explain that to me, because he's played less than Linus Ullmark.
I can't. Well, maybe because he was good last year. Maybe because he was good last year in the return to play. Maybe because they didn't have a choice.
Linus Ullmark last year.
What's that?
He played less than Linus Ullmark last year.
Yes, I know. But he was good. He was in the return to play. And I if I recall, and he was actually, I don't need to recall. I know he was in the return to play, and I know that he was unbelievable in some of those games.
He was unbelievable that he wasn't, like, Markstrom was their first string goal.
Yes, but Demko came in to play and cover for
some games,
a few times.
Some games.
And he was spectacular. But Demko is also, Demko has been their UPL since he was drafted out of where? Boston College?
Which was years and years and years and years ago.
Yeah, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
It's normal pace for a goalie.
All I'm saying is we're sitting here and we have a Linus Allmark who has grown with time in the minors. He has grown with being a backup to Carter Hutton. He has now grown and taken steps to being a number one last year. And now this year, are you kidding me?
So why wouldn't he
clear cut number one? He is a clear cut number one. It is no
on our team. Yes. On our team. Yes.
No way, man. Go and look right now. I looked up this the other day, okay? And I was looking at the top goaltenders in the NHL. Do you know where they have Linus Allmark ranked?
Fifth.
11th.
Okay.
Now, when you say 11th, as a Buffalo Sabres fan, are you happy with having the 11th best goaltender in the league?
Yeah.
I am absolutely very pleased with the 11th best because that means that we have a really, really good goaltender on our hands.
See,
he is not playing in the Islanders system where they don't even allow shots from the slot. They're perfectly, I mean, Linus is on a team that is quite frankly, one of the worst defensive teams in the league. And it has been for a long time, and he's taking shots that other top goaltenders do not take. So he's having to make saves, and guess what? He's making them.
Do you agree with me at $4 million for Linus?
Okay, so this is where I was going to go with this.
Well, hold on, yes. Because we're running. Yes,
I'll give you like 30 seconds. Yes,
I wanted to have more of the conversation on the other side of the break.
Yes. I would sign him to a $4 million deal. But if you trade him away and he plays in the playoffs, just for an example, a team like, I don't even know, Toronto Maple Leafs, and he goes to Toronto.
Colorado Avalanche.
And he does exceptionally well in the playoffs. Exceptionally well. And then we want to re-sign him. That $4 million is not $4 million anymore. It's going to be $5.5 million. That's just the way it goes because he's going to play himself into now other people are going to want to bid on Linus Allmark because he played so well.
That your reasoning right there, do you think he would take $4 million right now on a whatever you wanted to give him a 5-year deal?
I would think that he would definitely be interested in.
Do you think that he feels he is a $5.5 million goalie?
As of right now, no. But I'll tell you this, if you were to have a conversation with him one-on-one and say, where do you compare to Thatcher Demko? And he would be like, no question, times 10. I am just as good, if not better than that player. That's what he would say. And I would agree with him.
Why would a player like Linus, who, you know, took that 1-year deal last year, I don't know if there was option for more years or not, but took the 1-year deal last year, kind of bet on himself, and the team took a gamble on it too. Why wouldn't he do it again? Why wouldn't he take a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal or even then go and say to Kevin, I believe I'm as good as Thatcher Demko. And if I'm not going to get that kind of money here, then I need to go somewhere and prove myself. Then I'll come back and you can pay me that money.
I think that last year was the first year that he was starting to take over as the number one. They said, yes, you know, you took over as number one, but you need to show us that you're actually a number one. He signed a 1-year deal. He has now put himself in a position where he's played so well that there's other teams in the league that are looking at Linus Allmark as a number one, not just the Buffalo Sabres anymore. He's an unrestricted free agent. Buffalo Sabres gambled on a one-year deal, and now you have a goaltender who's an unrestricted free agent who has the ability to go any place that he wants. That's a decision that was...
That's what? Yeah, that was a decision that was made.
Yeah, that's a decision that was made by the team. That's a decision with Linus Allmark betting on himself that he knew that he had the capabilities of being a top-end goaltender. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think when he's in the lineup, it is undeniable that our team is better.
Do you have to sign Linus Allmark if you're the Sabres? Tweet the Instigators, at the Instigators. I want to know what you think. We take calls, but Elliot Friedman's coming up at 11. So if you want to call us, you have a few minutes on the other side of the break. 803-0550, 888-552-550. Sabres optional skate today. Sabres are in Buffalo against the Devils. 7 o'clock puck drop. 6:30 pregame show on MSG. 6 o'clock on WGR 550. I will read you Don Granato's comments on Linus Allmark when we come back. And then Elliot Friedman at 11. Stick around, more to come.
Resorts and casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The Buffalo Sabres and National Grid are proud to honor Danielle Krebs as a hometown hero. Danielle has worked as an RN at Kenmore Mercy Hospital for 4 years, making countless sacrifices since the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Danielle volunteered to work in the ICU with COVID patients and says witnessing one of her patients come off a ventilator was one of the most moving experiences of her career. She was nominated for the DAISY Award, a nationwide program that celebrates extraordinary clinical skill and compassionate care given by nurses. She has loved hockey her entire life, playing competitive ice hockey until she was 20 years old. Danielle tries to get to as many Sabres games as her schedule allows, and she can't wait to get back to KeyBank Center soon. Please join the Sabres and National Grid in saluting Danielle Krebs as a hometown hero.
All right, thank you, Danielle, and everybody else, our hometown heroes. That game is Friday night. Riv, you know what RN stands for? Yeah, you do. Come on. RN. Registered nurse.
They're home. All right.
Yeah, I think you were overthinking that one. I think you knew
that
one.
Yeah, I was.
You're definitely overthinking. See, you know when I learned that was in the movie Meet the Parents, when he said, what you don't know, Greg RN, is that when you leave the toilet running all night, the septic overflows. When Jack Burns called him Greg RN. Quick comment here on Don Granato and Linus Allmark from John Vogel. Don Granato said he's grown game to game, practice to practice. You've just seen the confidence and comfort in who he is and that he belongs here. He's moving up, not only with our roster as a key player, but he feels he's moving up within the league. He feels like he's moving up within the league. Well, there's nothing more dangerous than a UFA with confidence. I wouldn't know anything about that, being a UFA or having confidence, but I can tell you that it could cost the Sabres a few bucks.
You know what, though? I mean, the Sabres have done things a few different ways. They've signed guys to long-term deals, full long-term deals. And they've also signed players to bridge deals, okay? And they've also signed players to one-year deals to basically say to that player, listen, earn it. Earn your money. If you're gonna bet on yourself, and if you think that you're this type of player and for this amount of money, you need to play to that level. Well, what happens when the player does that?
You pay him.
Okay. Well, there should be no problem with paying Linus Allmark. He's clearly done what he has been asked to do. Obviously some unfortunate injuries that kept him out a month and a half, and he's come back and he's looked stronger than what he's ever.
Yeah, and by the way, doing this all after losing his father at the start of the year, too, by the way. So
I can't even imagine.
So he's definitely shown the physical capabilities, but definitely the mental toughness that it takes.
Yeah, resilient for sure.
Yeah, that's a great word to describe him, as resilient.
So like I said, you know, you ask a player to, you know, that wants to, you know, bet on himself, because I'm going to tell you right now, it could have been very different for Linus Allmark. He could have, you know, not played up to, you know, the standard. And guess what? Linus Allmark could be playing in the American Hockey League some way, someplace, or even possibly in Europe. But he didn't. He's taken advantage of his opportunity on a team that struggles immensely defensively. And he has played very, very, very well for this team. So at what point in time does the player go back as an unrestricted free agent and say, pay me?
Yeah. And I really genuinely believe he loves it here. I think when after last year, I think he had an injury and he felt the love from the fans. Maybe it was an injury this year. And after the passing of his father, I mean, I know that, but he loves it here. I believe he loves it here, and I believe he loves the community and the fan base here. And I do hope that is enough to keep him here too. We got to go to break. Why are we talking so much about Linus Allmark? Because there are calls on him, and there should be. Teams need goalies, and he's a good one. And he's an unrestricted free agent. What are the Sabres going to do with him? Elliot Friedman might know that. He might know what's going on with. I'm going to guess he knows a lot, but he doesn't tell us everything. But see what he does know today when he comes up next year on the Instigators. 11 o'clock guest every Thursday. Hockey insider Elliot Friedman from up in Canada. We'll be right back. WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG.